Today seems like the perfect day to discover a new you. Life is about the journey, the adventure, the crazy ride of it all. Live your desires and create your own destiny. Why not start your journey with me today?
Hi, Dro.
What's up,
Dro?
Hey, Dro.
What's happening,
Dro?
Hi, Dro.
Hey, what's up,
Dro?
What up,
Dro?
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of And So It Begins with me, of course, your host, Dro. So I'm going to mention my social media on here again because I get asked all the time, like, do you have an Instagram or anything? Yes, I do. And it is at @andsoitbegins_podcast. So please go follow and support. And I also always drop updates on my life and I let you guys know about my new episodes coming. So I will get back more active on posting on there after Ramadan, but I am building up content for you guys and just fun things to really get to know me and who you are listening to every Wednesday. I also have been trying to figure out ways to get more people in the know of this podcast. I don't want it to only be word of mouth, like when I go places. So that's something I've been researching and looking a lot into. But please always feel welcome to share this podcast with your family and friends, especially if you feel like an episode would resonate with something in their life. And also, I'm sorry if these last couple episodes have been like a little dry and bland. Keep in mind, I'm going through Ramadan and I cannot drink water or eat throughout the day. So my mouth is just like dry. Whew, I'm trying to get through it, but I just want y'all to keep that in mind. So last week, I went to Nicki Minaj's concert, and I will be dropping a TikTok and a reel on my Instagram by the end of the week. I went to the concert with my friends, and I had a really nice time. I was first so stressed about my outfit, because honestly, I'm just so extra. But I wanted these Alexander Wang heels that just came out. But the only size they had left at Saks was a 37, and I'm a 36, so sometimes a 35, depending on the brand. So they crushed me, and then I ordered me some Amiri sneakers to be shipped to me next day, and the package was missed because no one was home. So I was so sad about that, OMG. But I had just ordered some black heels that came the day before, so it all really just worked out. God always works things out, even the smallest of things like a wardrobe malfunction. And actually, when I finally got the shoes, they didn't even look good on me, the Amiris, so I had to take them back. So God was really on my side because I would have been more pressed if they came and didn't look right. After all that, me and my friends went to Nicki, of course, the Atlanta show. It was nice. I wanted to hear certain songs that she didn't perform, but I guess it was because she brought out like so many Atlanta-based artists. So she had, of course, 2 Chainz come out, and 2 Chainz is just like one of my favorites. But he came out and he rapped his verse from their song Bees in the Trap. But I say 2 Chainz is one of my favorites because I personally just overlove him. He just seems so real and wholesome to me and like a real put together family man. And I've never really heard anything just mean or bad about him in the blogs or anything. But after 2 Chainz, Waka Flocka came out and then Lil Scrappy. It was cute and fun. But the overall highlight for me, like major highlight, was Monica. Like OMG, I never knew how much I needed a Monica concert until she came out and started singing. So I would definitely like go to a solo concert that's just like headlined by Monica. And she's from Atlanta, so I think that just made it even better. Totally just love Monica and grew up singing her songs. It just really took me back to my childhood. So thank you, Monica, and thank you, Nicki, for having her on your tour with you. So after the concert, I was supposed to get on a flight and fly to Barbados, but honestly, I didn't feel right about flying out there because of other things that were happening with the people that were already out there. And I just didn't feel it would be the safest thing for me. So I didn't go. But actually, everyone had a really good time out there. But my intuition was telling me don't go. So when God tells me don't do something, I don't do something. And I'm always where I'm supposed to be, so I didn't take it to heart. But I did get my flight credit, so I'll eventually go, and maybe like June or July, but who knows with the way I be living life. So Easter is Sunday, and I'm really excited because my family is coming down here from Chicago, and I'm just really ready for the food, oh my gosh, and the Easter baskets. My sisters always make me the cutest baskets every year. So that's exciting. Oh, and the banana pudding. I'm beyond ready for that. Last year, I had Easter at my apartment in Chicago. I had like hosted the Easter dinner. And now I'm having it in Georgia. And I think that's just so cute because maybe Easter is going to be like my holiday now. I can't wait to just tell you guys about Easter next week. I wonder how it's going to go. I'm going to post pictures from it. And I'm going to post a picture from the Nicki concert so you guys can see like how my outfit came together. But that will most likely just be in the reel. And okay, now that I gave a little life update and what's been going on since Control-Alt-Delete, my last episode, which I do want to say has been my second most listened to episode since I've dropped. And so many people text me saying it was their favorite by far. So if you haven't gotten to listen to that, please go back and listen because I just love having conversations about my episodes and really tapping into how you guys feel about what I said. And so many people just told me they resonated with Control-Alt-Delete, which again meant control yourself, alter your thinking, delete negativity. So this week, the episode is called Friend Goals. And this episode is about how many of my friends or just people I'm around are perceived by others. My friends are goals, but do my friends have goals? A lot of people see the lives of my friends or just people I'm around and they look up to them or aspire to be them. But I have a lot of people I'm around that I'll have conversations with and it will be like, okay, you want to buy that watch or all that jewelry, but do you have real goals and aspirations in life? Or do you just want to look cool for the internet or flex for your peers? A lot of my friends just only wear designer, they have nice cars, and a lot of people look on Instagram and just really look up to them. And I feel like in this generation, it's not a lot of people that have real goals for their life. Like, okay, you want to make money and travel and live life. Of course, everyone wants to do that. But what is the occupation you have or want to have? Like when someone asks you in a couple years from now, what do you do? What will be your real title? Where do you see yourself living? Or when someone says, what do you want to do? Like purchase land, what will you say? Now, I do have a lot of friends who are very successful. So I want to throw that out there because I'm really just so proud. I'm truly so proud of all of you and thankful that you are in my life. But to those who don't, I'm going to need you to get it together, please. Now, I'm not going to sit and act like I'm where I want to be in life, but I do have goals and desires and I have a vision for me in 5 years or even 10 years. I don't wake up and just think about the day that I'm in or just paying my bills that I have at that moment. I'm thinking about so much more every day. Like, I think that's kind of a problem because I'm such an overthinker. I'm just thinking about so much every day because I like to live in the present, but I also am working towards my future. Like my future is always my top priority. And some people don't understand that or don't see what you see for yourself, but no one is supposed to have any control over how you see yourself or the goals you set in place for yourself. Every year, I do a vision board and I truly love sitting down and doing them every year because I always look back at the end of the year and see like what I actually accomplished and saw for myself to accomplish within the year. I also hang it up for me to look at every day because I feel like it's a daily reminder of what I'm supposed to be working towards. Like even with my podcast, I have goals and desires for where I see this going and evolving into. Like, this is just the start, and I can't wait to look back and remember where I started from and how big it has gotten. That is going to be such an amazing feeling. I also write a lot, and I'm very shy about reading like my poetry to people or just showing my short stories that I write. But that's a major goal for me this year. I want to just break out of my shell and actually like let people in to read my writing. Because how am I going to be an author if, you know, I don't let people read what I write? And I wrote a children's book. And this year, I'm going to do everything in my power to publish my book and be like a real author. That has always been the top desire of mine, to have my own book and be a top-selling author across the globe. I see myself traveling more to just get to know the world and where I truly want to settle down at, and to just write and play my guitar and, you know, love life. I feel that way for myself, but I have friends that don't even see themselves at least just buying land or a home. They are so consumed with small luxuries or necessities in life, and that does not sit well with me. Worrying about spending $600 a day on a rental in a city just to flex for maybe your birthday, like, go buy a car and rent it out and pay less than $600 monthly on a car note. I just don't want to be irritating, always preaching to my friends. So I just try to let people be sometimes, but I can't help it. I feel like if God put me in your life, it's to help you better yourself. And I'm not the best person in the world, but I for sure want to help people create better lives for themselves. Anyone around me will and can tell you how helpful and resourceful I am. Like, if you come to me with a problem, I will do everything in my power to help you get the best result. I just want friends around me and other people's friends to focus on more than what they see on social media. To focus on more than like, oh, I want to get my body done, but I work at McDonald's. Why do you got a BBL and you working at McDonald's? That just makes no sense at all. I'm also just in this phase of life where I love having nice things and going shopping or out to eat, but also every time I'm making more money, I'm thinking of ways to invest or just like the long-term usage of my money. Like, how can I make it where every day I'm making more and more money as I sleep? Don't you guys think it's nice to have friends that think the same way and have conversations about goals and investments than gossiping or complaining about what they wish they had, or always talking about not having something or talking about other people? Like, if you want to take a trip or plan something, you should be able to have friends that are able to do those things with you. You should be able to have friends that you guys can make investments together, not just friends that want to look the flyers or only want to drink or just like hookah all the time or go to the club. I need friends around me personally that like to do extracurricular activities. Let's go to a country club and play tennis or golf. Like, let's go horseback riding. Or if you do want to drink, let's go have a wine tasting at like a vineyard and learn about different wines and countries that they are from. Let's take a class together on learning something new. I am not the friend that just wants to drink and hookah 24/7. And that's another reason why I love Ramadan. I know this was random that I just threw that out there, but seriously, fasting shows you what you really love and yearn for in life. Not watching TV or listening to music. This is what made me even think of this topic, because I've just been having convos with my friends because I'm not listening to music or anything, and I can actually think clear and have clear-cut conversations. When you cut out all the electronics and drinking and just the distractions of the world, you can have like real conversations. And I've been having convos with people and thinking like, how are we even friends? You don't even have anything real to talk about, and you don't even think about what's going on in the world. Ask your friends about like politics or the stock market. I mean, a lot of people don't know about the stock market, but just things that are happening in the world and not just only on Instagram. Ask them to name three state capitals, and that should really be a piece of cake. You know how many people say Chicago is the state capital in Illinois? Like, no, it's really not. It's Springfield. But at this point, they should just change it to Chicago because people are lost. And no, Miami and Orlando are not Florida state capitals. It's Tallahassee. Like, do you guys know that? But hey, these are the people we choose to be friends with. and wonder why we are stuck in the same situations. Like I said in episode 1, change your environments and people around you. Elevate your friend groups to elevate your life, because show me the people you are around and I will show you your future. I will show you where you will be years from now. Show me the people you are around. Show me the people that you say are your friends you talk to daily. What are your real conversations? So back again to the question. Your friends are goals, but do your friends have goals? I really want to talk more about this with people. So please, after you listen to this episode, let me know what you think and feel. Like, tell me how your friends are impacting your life, if it's negative or positive. Do they help you in any way to be a better you? Do they ask you, do you have goals? Do you guys actually sit down and talk about that? Do they ask you, like, do you need help with anything in life? Do they even ask you just about your mental? It's not all just about money and investments. Sometimes you just need to be asked about your mental and to have a real intellectual conversation about things you're going through, your emotions. It's always good to have people that you can truly have a great conversation with. And I really feel like our social battery is being drained more and more because of social media and just people not being able to be in a room with people and not just look at their phones. Like, everyone will be in a room or out to eat and just only on their phones. I'll call people and they'll be out at a dinner or something and they're on their phones. Like, oh my gosh, it kills me, because you could learn so much or so little, but just by having a conversation, just by putting your phone down and just actually talking about like what you went through the day or the week, or like what you're thinking about, or even like ideas you have, because you can express that to someone and they can collaborate on your ideas and be like, oh, I have this idea too. And you could put it together and it could just be so much bigger. But okay, you guys, I am going to end with this saying. I don't really know who this is. The name is Kalam Anji Reddy, but this is the quote they said. I don't know if this is a man or woman. I should have looked that up, but I just like the quote. The quote is, everyone has a purpose in life and a unique talent to give others. And when we blend this unique talent with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and exhaustion of own spirit, which is the ultimate goal of goals. I just love that, because we all do have a purpose in life. And I feel like we just need to pray more or do more to find our purpose in life so that we can help others. So we can help ourselves by helping others. And having friends around you that can contribute to your success is going to be the best for your life and future. Because remember, all 2024, we are sticking to our goals, to our plans. We are accomplishing things in life. We are accomplishing our goal checklist. We are just checking stuff off all 2024. And it's about to be April. So first quarter is over. Look back at your first quarter and see where you're at, because spring is about to start. And I feel like spring is the start of the new year. So are you guys ready? Because I am. I'm ready to spring into the rest of this year and keep knocking these goals off my checklist and get into it. So as we started with Hydro, bye, Dro. Bye, guys. See you next week.